We're talking about Parsha. It's actually Parsha Vayakhel Pekudei HaChodesh.
Here too.
It's
Oh, it's
the
only
Shabbat.
one Parsha. It's only, no, it's two.
It's a
Vayakhel
double
Pekudei.
Parsha plus Parsha HaChodesh for the
Oh.
extra maftir because it's Shabbat Mevorachim Nisan. So
Yeah.
we're all getting ready for Pesach. So it's long
What?
laning, and I'm laning this week, so I
Pesach?
know this. What?
Pesach is coming? What? What? What was
Hopefully,
that?
hopefully that's too not too much, news for you. This is a 2 week warning. This
Oh my
week,
God. We
and
went
so
to a
Pasha.
store here called Osher Ad. You ever hear of Osher Ad?
No.
Huge. It's like the biggest store I've ever seen. Supermarket.
Yeah.
And it's like Badatz
Okay. It's a Osher Ad, like happiness, riches forever.
Hersherim.
Okay. Happiness forever. Okay. Okay. So the parts of those Vayakhel and Pekudei together is all about the basically the building campaign for the Mishkan. And then the actual building the Mishkan, and it's like a charity campaign. They have 24 hours to get it all done. You've heard of
What's
charity.
charity?
You never heard of that company?
No.
It's a online campaign or organization. All the US tzedakah, most don't use that now. Nobody likes to go to a dinner anymore. They do this
Oh,
online, and
right.
they do an online
Right.
24-hour campaign. You get matches and they send out emails every couple of hours and everyone's getting excited.
So
Right, it's
charity, the D is like a cute for tea.
yeah, it makes it a company name as opposed to a word. So this is charity.
Oh.
You've got Chai Lifeline. I mean, it's a Jewish organization, but they've done other things, obviously. There's Netzach, or
Zuchus.
they're
Zuchus.
all.
Oh, wow. And that's actually how we pronounce it, charity.
It is.
Cute.
Okay, so that's the name of it. But this is
Okay.
they didn't do this online. They did this in person, but still basically was a 24-hour campaign. I think it lasted a couple of days, but they got them, they made their goal. Right? And the parsha and source one, we see that says, Bamlacha haita dayam l'chol hamlacha lasodata, and the malacha, we'll translate right now, is work, was enough to do the work that needed to be done. Hotel and that was left over. They beat their goal. And I just want to look at that pasuk right now because it's a strange expression. The malacha was enough to do the malacha. Odd word. And
Yeah.
what it means is you have to look at the whole description of this campaign. When they go and they're actually getting their stuff, there's a whole paragraph, right? They talk about my biblical Ishad and everyone who felt generous came. And everyone who was give whose heart was generous, they brought. And men, women both came, called you live, they all brought. All the gold, they had purple and red and dyes, or ram skins, they brought. They had silver or bronze or copper, hey view, they brought. They had atzei shitim, hey view. And if any woman who was talented would did the weaving, by a view, and they brought. And the nisim brought the avnei shoham. In other words, there's a milah mancha here, which means a late word. It's a consistent word that comes up over and over again. So it sets the theme here. And that's the idea of heviyu. Everyone is heviyu. Every pasuk is heviyu. They bring, they bring, bring. This is all about hava'ah, about bringing, which makes sense. This is about the campaign to build the Mishkan. And they're donating. They're very generous. But realizing that this is all about hava'ah goes into the end of this story, right before our pasuk. Where it says, So all the wise women, all the worker, all the artisans, put it that way, who are doing the Melechat HaKodesh, the holy work, ish mosim, everyone from the work that they were doing. And they all came. They came to Moshe. They told Moshe, Marbim ha'am lahavi, the people are bringing too much. It's more than the work, right? We got enough stuff. We got instructions. We're going to do it. More than the work that needs to be done for the malacha, for the labor, that God commanded to do it. So by Moshe commanded by Yibiru Kol Machanan, they spread the word to the camp, and they said, Ish v'yesha, men and women, al yasu od malacha, the trumat hakodesh, do not do any more malacha for the donation to the sanctuary, the kalea am mehavi, and the people stopped bringing. There's my Milah Malcha again. They stopped bringing. What I want to look at here is that Moshe commands they stop doing Malacha and the people stop doing Hava'ah. They stop bringing. In other words, the act of Hava'ah, we haven't defined Malacha really well, right? I don't want to translate work, labor, whatever that means. But it obviously includes the act of bringing. Hava'ah is called Malacha. So the Rashi reads our pasuk, which says, right. There we go. Sorry about my over here. It says, Hamlacha haita dayam l'chol hamlacha. The malacha was enough for all the malacha. Rashi says the word malacha means two different things here. Malachat hava'ah, the malacha of bringing. Haita dayam shel osei malacha was enough for all those, osei mishkan, for all those who are making the mishkan. There was malacha of bringing, there was malacha of making. So malacha haitadayam, all the bringing was enough to fill the needs for the making. Lasarota, in order to do the act of doing. You do everything for Oter, and they had even left over there. And if I tell where we're going, what that means that the fact that Hava'ah is a kind of malacha has halachic implications. Right, because Parsha starts when Moshe is saying, okay, here are the instructions. This is what we're going to do for the building this Mishkan that we're gonna build. And it says, Vayakel Moshe called up in Israel. Moshe gathers together all of the Edah, all the community of Israel, and says to them, Ele hadvarim asher tziva Hashem l'sodotam. These are the things God commanded us to do. Number one, Shesh yamim tasem malacha. You will do malacha for 6 days. Yom ha-shvi'i yelachem kodesh Shabbat Shabbaton Hashem. Seventh day is Sabbath, the rest. Stop the malacha. Malacha. You might, anyone who does malacha. You must tell them, don't do malacha on Shabbat. And malacha is defined as what happened. Right? These are the things you're going to do, but not on Shabbos. Which is where we get the idea that the when it says don't do malacha on Shabbat, it's talking about the things that were done for the Mishkan.
Well, from the smichut, right? Not just from the word.
The word says malacha, but how do we define malacha? That's from semichut. That's the semichut idea, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What counts? The answer is like, don't, here you're gonna build a Mishkan, but don't do it on Shabbos. That's what Moshe says. And so we conclude that the things that you're doing in the Mishkan are the things that you're not supposed to do on Shabbos. But that obviously includes the act of hava'ah. That's the reason. Hava'ah is a kind of
Oh,
malacha. Now we
great.
don't. Right? So that you, okay. So, Hava'ah, bringing stuff out of your tent, carrying it through the camp, bringing it to the staging area. Don't do that. Now, we don't call it Hava'ah. We call that Malacha, we call it Hotza'ah. But it's the same thing, right?
This is
This thing,
Eruv
the Eru is Takana to get around the Gezeirot that Chachamim put in place. In other words, Hotza'ah is going from Rishuta Yachid to Rishuta Rabim, or carrying within the Rishuta Eruv doesn't stop that. The Chachamim made a gezeira, okay, that we're going to treat everywhere as Rishuta Rabim, unless you surround it by halachic mechitza.
Unless.
Okay. So in other
Because you
words, a
still have,
real
when you bring someone a Shabbos, something for Shabbos, a bottle of wine, you bring something, Even
Right.
though there's an Eruv, it still seems
Well, even though it's an Eruv,
it's the essence of Hova'a.
it is. So the actual Isser is in a real Rishuta Rabim, and the Eruv doesn't change that. If it's a Rishuta Rabim, the Eruv won't change that. Because if it's
Yeah.
Karmel, it means not Rishuta Rabim. But they're there, well, since we're worried about Rishuta Rabim, we're going to say don't carry it at all. But in this kind of local neighborhood, you can make an Eruv, meaning, so part of it is the walls around there, or the symbolic walls, and the other is the Eruv Chaser, means we're all in this together, we're all one household. I've talked about that before and the
Okay.
kind of meaning of that. But this
Yeah.
idea is that comes from our discussion here. B'mlachai tadayam is obviously carrying your stuff to give it to the Mishkan counts as a melacha. The Torah uses that term there. So that's the Gemara in Shabbos. It says, Hotza gufa hechi ketiva, Hotza itself. Where does the Torah say don't do Hotza'ah? You wouldn't have, I mean, if you had a list of, if you translate melacha's work, you wouldn't count that as work. So why do I say you can't carry? Rabbi Yochanan Damar Kra, because this passage says, Moshe, kol machaneh, that whole kind of thing where Moshe commands and sends a message out and says, no more melacha, and the people stop bringing. And Moshe, heichan yihaya yativ, where was Moshe sitting when he said that? Machan Leviyah, Rishut HaRabim, he was in the Rishut HaRabim. Don't go out, v'teitu mirshut yachid, don't take things out of your own personal Rishut HaRabim out here into the public. That's what he told them, and so we learned that is what is forbidden.
It feels different than the carrying issue. It feels like bringing from, I don't know.
Right, so there are three parts of the Isra of Hotza'ah. There's
Okay.
the transfer, there's the taking out of Rishut HaYachid into Rishut HaRabim,
Yeah.
and taking from Rishut HaRabim to Rishut HaYachid.
That we don't see in the Mishkan.
You did. I mean, you had your stuff in your tent, presumably. You
Yeah,
had
but the
your
other
things was
one. No, from Rabin to Yachid.
right. So yeah, you could say that. Well, wherever they were going was actually was it a Rishu Yachid? It was staging area or not? Or the Gemara actually says that as that in as a Sfara, because it's too parallel. But the other side is called Havara. Havara, which is carrying within Rishut HaRabim.
Oh.
Okay, that's the other side of it. The idea of four amot, that four amot establishes your own personal space. Even if you're a bim, that's your personal space. You can't go past four amot while you're carrying something. Those are direct, yes. You can't bring it from just going over the line from Shura bim to Shia Chid is another point in the Gemara. So, people brought, and what they brought was enough to do all the work, so tear that was left over. The Or HaChaim has an interesting twist on that. Or HaChaim looks at it and says, well, the melacha haita dayam v'otzer. It was enough and it was too, and it was more, and there was more. And he's bothered by that. I would just say, well, that's just an idiom, means even more than, but says, well,
More
that's
than
very fair.
enough. We
What?
say
More
that
than enough.
more than
Yeah,
enough.
that's yeah. I'd be fine with that. But Or HaChaim wants to make a point. So he says, that really there are two different things. There was enough, there wasn't more. Okay. So literally
Right.
that is true. Like I said, I'm not bothered with it being idiom, but it's certainly true. But the thing is more than that. Lo hayatzirich lomar dayam. You shouldn't have said that at all. You should have said ela malcha hayta hoter. L'chol. There was more than what was needed. Right? Why this? It was enough and more. Okay, v'od kol katuv miyutar. And the other point is that the whole pasuk is redundant. Sharei amar lamala, the people, the workers came, the artisans came and said, marbim ha'am la'avi, ha'avi. The people have already brought too much. We knew that. Midei ha'avada, there's enough to do the work. Upshita, it's obvious, shelo amru kein, that they must have said that, ad sha'aru. And obviously they said that once they had already added up how much they had and how much they needed. Right? The fact that the artisans came and said, we have enough, obviously they had enough. What does our puzzle say? Wulai, man, I'm going to propose, says Chaim Ben Atar. Say, Yashmeinu HaKatuv Chibat B'nei Yisrael B'nei Makom. Actually, the pasuk is telling us how much Hashem loves the Jews. That when the people brought more than they actually needed, that Hashem was concerned about the feelings, about the honor of every person. Shatarchu that did this work of a view and they brought some stuff. Okay, and then brought it in. Beit Hashem. The Mlechana Mishkan and Hashem included all everything that was brought in the Mlechana Mishkan, even the stuff that was more, because somebody brought that, and you tell them, never mind, go home. You're not going to tell them that, right? So everything was used. So he's going to read it as the Mlecha. So he's going to read our pasuk. Where's our pasuk? B'malacha haitadayam l'chol ha'malacha, which read it as the malacha of bringing was enough to do all of the work of making. Basot, right? He's going to read to the where. He said the malacha of making was enough. Haitadayam l'chol ha'malacha of bringing.
Oh,
Other way around, that they
cute.
used every bit. If you donated your earrings to this, it was going to get into a Kli Kodesh. It's going to be somewhere in the Mishkan.
And how do you read the extra?
Ah, that's what you say. That the Mlacha that Hashem commanded to do with the Mishkan, his speaker was enough with Kanes B'tocha to include everything, it's including it. Kol Mlacha she'asu b'nei Yisrael. Hagam shehutar. Read the vuhutar as even though it was too much. Okay, that
Including the extra.
right, right. It was that the work that the work that was done that made the Mishkan was enough to include everything that was brought and the extra. Everyone got
Very
included.
cute. That's
That's good.
very
I like
cute.
this. That's really what I want to say. I just.
Because it works with the words.
It does, right? As you said, Malacha here, Malacha there. It's an ambiguity there. And I would say, in any poetry, the ambiguity is intentional. We know both directions. Hagam even though there was more than it really needed. Perush meaning, that there was more than was needed. His speak makabel, the kabel yoter de nes. It says it was a nes. Hashem's chibah there that says you'll make these things this size, this size, this size, and by Ness, everything was used.
You don't need a nace. You could imagine it humanly.
But human beings were nice enough to do that. I think that counts as a nace also. Not all Nisim are fire and brimstone coming from heaven, okay?
I don't think that's what he means. He doesn't
Yeah,
mean
I think
that.
I think he means that, the R is, three amot by four amot, and that's how much right. I mean, I think probably in terms of counting, there was some leeway in what how big things were, how much big the kruvim were, how big the the gold knobs and all that, and size of hooks are not different. So you had enough room to put that. All Zadarach. That the work that was brought was enough. Lo chasar, lo yoter. That wasn't nothing was there was not short. And it wasn't there was nothing left over. Hagam shehayta yoter, even though it was in fact more than they needed. Kafi ha'emet, according to the actual accounting that if you had gone through and figured how much you needed. Kinasa lo hotir. Right, more than and he. Yeah, I think he wants to put this as Hashem's chiba and make this a nes. But the idea that everything counted in there, okay? That if you were donating, it was going to get used. And last year I mentioned a similar idea with why if you look at the parsha, it goes on and on over and over again. listing everything, right? They built the Aron, they built the Shulchan, they built the menorah, they built the boards, they built the curtains. And then it goes again, and they brought the material for the Aron, they brought the material for the Shulchan, brought the material for the menorah, they brought the material for the boards, for the curtains, et cetera, et cetera. And Moshe took all the materials, and he took the materials for the Aron, it goes spells all out. And it's just different enough that it's really hard to lay. So not that I'm bitter, but I spent my time on the airplane here just practicing the laning, flying back and forth, just because it's a long, yeah, ask Michael, it's a
You know, I don't
long.
think you need the nace to read it his way.
I agree with you. Feel free to
Because
use it.
it's not just you make the measurements bigger, but so the weaving, so you'll have a double layer or
Yeah.
more ornate, or you could always use more.
Yeah, so I
It's
wouldn't
never
actually say
enough.
it's the chibah idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I
Yeah.
see. So
Okay,
Hashem was involved.
it's still the idea that there's a chibah, that it's important that everyone was involved in
Oh,
building the
and he
Mishkan.
brings God into it. It's God's chibah, not just that the people were nice.
Yes, that was
Yeah.
part of that was part of God's
Yeah.
instructions to them, is you are going to use everything here, everything
Yeah.
is here. And this is the
Okay.
Ramban says, it talks a similar idea about what they're talking about when it repeats it. So it goes into such detail every single time. So this is Ramban. He goes through the details, not just the list that they did it. It goes through it all in complete listing him out five times. But people call it Inyan, and you could have just said that. They did it. Moshe gave him a bracha, and we'd be done with the parsha in two psukim. But Solomon Mark, Moshe hiskira kol adat Israel, that Moshe wanted to mention every single one of Bnei Israel, Bacham, and all the artisans who worked on it. That he wanted to acknowledge, I think he was saying that everyone donated, everyone gave. And then he detailed everything that was done. That's not so much the donations, but that everyone did their work. And I said that reading Parshas VaYakel is like watching the credits at the end of the movie.
Ah,
You know?
nice.
Like the
Oh,
second
very
guy,
nice.
gaffer, like, you don't stay till the credits, you don't care. But they got a mother who goes, "Yo, that's my son up there who did the tape the light the wires down for the lighting."
Yeah.
Okay, that
You
you were
know,
weird.
this feeling is that Bnei Israel loved Hashem, and they did it out of love for Hashem. But the other guy, he puts it shows how God loved Israel.
I'm saying that the reason why it's written the Torah this way is out of love for Bnei Israel. To
Yeah,
say, okay, you can say this is your pasuk. You were the one who carved board number 37. Okay, you did the planing on it. You can say, that's what I worked on. Just like you always say that your work was appreciated. And I can say that they did that. Right, everyone did it. That everything that if I was a donor, then my part was used. That was where it went. If I was a builder, an artisan, something, even the littlest part, I could say, this is me. You can
Yeah.
go through that all. So that's important because every member of the community had to feel they were part of building the Mishkan,
Right.
because that was the point of the Mishkan. If you didn't do that, if you wasn't a part of the community, that the building was pointless. The whole point was Vasuli Mikdash, Hashem says. I will, I you will make a mikdash for shachanti b'tocham, and I will dwell among them. The Shekhinah is among the
Oh,
people, not the
nice.
building. The building is there for people that have a sense of coming together. Hashem doesn't need a building. I mean, got to remember that, right? The
Yeah.
point is not the point is the act of community. It's not, it's the donate to be part of this thing. It is not that, okay, well, we got to have this because if we don't have a bunch of proving images, then God's not going to be there. Hashem doesn't need that. Right? Okay, and Davida just said that she's not going to make it. And Malia right here. We did see her at the Brit. That was nice. Had a yeah, right. Mkhutan's got a good photographer who had a whole Zoom video, so everyone out of town got
Oh.
to. Okay. Then the other side of that, and the implication of that was the sus emis. So the question then is, why stop? Why if you're a cold machane, right? Don't do anymore. Why make them stop ringing if all this is so important, the act of bringing a support? Sfas Emes says that donating is not an unalloyed good. Right, that's the Sfas Emes kind of looking at the flip side of this very idea. And this is Sfas Emes from Tuft Reish Lamed Hay from 1875. And the Torah says that the people were brought too much by Tzav Moshe, by Klei Am Levi, that Moshe commanded, and people stopped bringing. As we talked about. He's going to look at the stopping part. Yesh Lavin, Mazar, Rechupa Torah B'Nyan. We want to understand why the Torah spends so much time telling us about the fact that they stopped, or that they got more than they needed. Benira, and it seems to me, He wrote Tzadikim V'Chachamim, that all the Tzadikim, the wise men, the ones who were doing the Malacha, saw that the generosity was more than appropriate. That would be more appropriate. Chashashu, and they were concerned that there wasn't, or they was moving out of the realm of giving it l'shem shamayim for a good cause to having secondary gain from all this giving. Because really, the need for the Mishkan was it had to be given l'shem shemayim for the sake of a heaven, not for the getting a plaque with your name, not to show off to your neighbors, because that it gets to that point, and that's actually part of the charity campaign idea that you see everybody else is giving and getting to kind of the excitement of it, but that loses from the giving. Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom Shem. Shamruma Maaseh B'nei Yisrael, and so they were careful. They were careful with what B'nei Yisrael were doing. The
Wow,
children
that's
there.
an odd acronym for Moshe Rabbeinu.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
You'll see that a lot. So anytime you see an acronym that ends with Ayin Hey, it's Alav Shalom. So get
Oh,
M Mem Resh Ayin Hey, or Aleph
wow.
Ayin Hey is Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom. Or
Oh.
Dalid Hey Ayin Hey is David HaMelech Alav Shalom.
Oh, you got to know them.
Yeah. It's not, it's
Yeah.
actually more common than I would have thought when I started coming across it. So peace be upon him, as they say about Muhammad. But same idea,
Oh.
right? Moshe Rabbeinu, peace be upon him. Allah Hashalom, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's yes, recognize that. So Bnei Israel, right? They were watching Bnei Israel. Shelo hitareh bo pniyut. They shouldn't have other sides of their donation. Once it got to the point where the giving wasn't l'shem shamayim, but it was a outdoing, it was a dopamine rush thing, they said that's time to stop. The Sefer Orach Chaim, and he's going to quote the Orach Chaim that we just quoted. Hayadayam this desatria hadadi. It says, those two contradict each other. It was enough, it was too much. But who's that? And he's saying, according to the Orach Chaim, Tirasik answered. Since the Yitron that they included was out of Bnei Israel's generosity, so Hashem paid, rewarded them for their generosity. The Yitron gam came Mishkan and included the extra in the Mlechana Mishkan as well. That's what he just said. He's not, it's not the nest part of it. So Hashem says you're going to have to include that.
Right.
But the thing is, that the point of this is Ayyadeze to Nimnu Atzma, and then when it says Vaikalea Ami, they stop. The fact that they were willing to give and they're willing to stop when it was no longer an act of giving. That they stop. Ayyadeze Tiknu Zota Yitaron, they made clear that what they had given was Mutukan, it was appropriate. That the generosity wasn't ruined by being literally spread out with other motivations stuck in there. They were giving l'shem shemayim. They're giving for the sake of giving, and then they stop. Okay,
They
so the
were or they
point.
weren't. They
Well,
were
they
even.
said, well, as soon as they have your kol b'machaneh, people stop and said, okay, That's it. That the giving had gotten out of hand. That's
Oh,
when the people. That's when
okay.
the people came to Moshe says that Marbim Ma'am was a point where things had gotten out of hand. That they weren't giving out generosity. It was a point of social pressure. Okay, and we've seen that with Mishloach Manot. There's a
Ah,
point where Mishloach Manot were getting just, everyone's trying to outdo how fancy they were, but you're missing the point of
yes.
the, right? It's not a Mishloach Manot. Your gift was an act of showing to the other person how, look, I'm so much better than you are. Okay, so at least here we've gone back and everyone's just giving paper bags with stuff in it. We have a
Is that
cheese.
happening now?
Yes.
Really?
We have very few over the top. Everyone's, so you put themes on it,
Yeah.
which consists of your poems and puns stapled to your paper bag, which everybody is just, it's just a paper bag with food in there.
Was it talked about? Let's not do that anymore, or
I
it
don't
just
know if that.
evolved?
I mean, it came up in like Mishpacha. I don't think St. Louis did that intentionally, and that may have simply been, COVID and sort of we kind of reset things a little bit as well. But it was
Yeah.
I was struck by that. I think that's a good thing because I'm going to talk later
It's
about
a
that.
great analogy.
Well, because I mean, you know, it's like you're Mishloach Manot. I don't know what it's like with you while you're there,
Now,
but
what they do here is it's fantastic. You draw two names. Everybody who wants to, you draw
Oh,
two
okay.
names. You give two, and they could be over the top, but it's just two. And
You're just
they're
giving
very
two.
strong about do not give secret ones to your friends who you want to give to. Don't do it because then the whole system will fall apart.
That we don't, right? I was going to talk about potlatch here, but you know what that
About
is?
what?
Potlatch, the
No.
tradition in the Northwest Indians, that the leaders would have these grand parties and they would give gifts to everybody. But the bigger gift you are, the more important you were. Obviously, you were showing off your wealth, and so the idea was to give gifts, not of generosity, but in order to
Yeah.
make a point about how powerful you were. And the better the gift, the higher your status. So that's not what we want from the Mishkan.
Okay,
And it
nice.
continues. Shamati, this is the Sefer Emet. Shamati me, it's a V. Something, I'm not sure what the Ayin Zion there is Mori Rebizal, Avi Avi, it's his grandfather, right? The first
Oh.
Rebbe.
And the Zion is just
Must be Zichro
Vowel?
Levracha or something like that.
Yeah.
Or Avi Avi Zakeini. It's,
Oh.
I think that's what it is. But it's my grandfather. He's definitely talking about his grandfather. Saad Emmet
Okay.
was the second Ger Rebbe. So, yeah, I heard from my grandfather, my Rebbe Zal. By page of Pasuk, the Pasuk says in Shirashira, Maya fu pamotayach benalim bat nadiv. How lovely are thy feet in thine shoes, O generous one of hearts. Okay, that's the Shirashirim. And he says, Perush, and a way to read that is that kinidivut haratzon, tzorach min al. That if you want to be a nadiv, a bat nadiv, if you want to be generous, you have to be in an in al, it has to be locked. Ushmira, you gotta be careful. That you shouldn't have this desire to be generous mixed in with other things over there that doesn't spread into this idea of your generosity, your but nadiv is not out of social status, but it's actually out of nadivut. There needs to be a in it na'alim.
Amayach is what? Feet?
Your feet, literally the soles of your feet. Like palm is also palm in the hands, or your steps. I mean, literally, it's how lovely are thy here. Let's say how they translate, right? How lovely are thine steps? Here, how lovely are your feet in sandals? How's that? Oh, daughter of nobles, but nadir. These metaphorically is how lovely it is when your bat nidivut, your nidivut is actually
Yeah.
enclosed in there. You gotta be careful with it. You gotta be careful with your generosity. Okay, and
So
that's
he
what the Jews.
takes na'alayim to mean like locked,
Box,
like na'al.
right.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, but yeah, it's a chassid. You can do chassidish interpretations of Sukkot.
Wait, and how does he translate Pa'amayach?
Literally steps. But
Oh,
each of the steps,
steps.
the things that you do.
Oh, okay.
Right, the things you do
Wow, that's
after.
quite a translation.
That's a chassidish translation. That's a chassidish word, as they
Oh,
say. Okay, right.
oh.
Right. We're not
It
claiming that's
works.
the way to learn it inside in Shir, but in the context of this,
Yeah.
right? You need to be generous and expect refuse generosity, but watch out for your giving, right? Okay, so it says in the Mishnah, similarly in the Mishnah, right? We just have Parshat Shkalim. And again, it says Bechad Ba'adar, first other Mashmim Ala Shkalim, you start announcing that everyone should donate their Machzor Shekel, Ba'ala Kilayim, and you start announcing that Kilayim, in terms of the mixing the seeds in your field, because you're about to start harvesting, be careful, go check your fields, make sure you have Kilayim. That's the Mishnah. So it's talking about the that's when you publicly make announcements, people have to start being concerned about. And he's going to give a Hasidic translation of that as well. That your shkalim should not have kilayim.
Huh.
Okay? When you're giving shkalim, it should be pure. We got pair and the others, right? The gam pairs on the other side of his kilayim is called by kalei ha'am, right? The people of kalei in our pasuk, the people stopped, literally held
Yeah.
themselves back from kalei meaning. So that's kilayim here, that you need to hold yourself back. Okay, shu bechinat aminiyah, stopping, holding back. Sheish gam came in mitzvah davar. In donation, in giving, in your generosity to a cause, you have to have a sense of holding back. And that's true about the, especially the Shekalim, where it says, Hashir lo yarbeh. Right? Everything was got to be the same. You couldn't give more there. And I would make a distinction that giving tzedakah, the intent is less important than the act. You're giving it to someone who needs, the act, it doesn't mean, even if we had no intention at all, still you're helping someone. And the intent should not be l'shem shamayim. We talked about that before. You're not using someone else to fulfill a mitzvah. When you're giving tzedakah to someone, it should not be, you should be thinking, okay, tzedakah. That's wrong. Because you should be thinking about the other person, right? You're not using that. Otherwise, I'm just using you for to get my olam haba. But for a cause, something like a Mishkan, you're giving what isn't. It's not an act of tzedakah. I mean, it may be a good cause, but there is a finite need, and you've been there. You have to be careful that your intent is l'shem shamayim. All right. I mean, I think that's. You say the just different there?
It's for the cause. I mean,
Right. I mean, the difference between matanot le'abyanim and shloach manot, right? Both are mitzvot.
when you
Overdoing
give for a
matanot levyanim.
cause, I mean, when you give for a cause,
If the
like
cause
you give.
has infinite need, then you're that's fine. But it's a finite need. If it, I'm thinking of the white people who donate museums and they give to the zoo. I'm thinking specifically things like the Mishkan. Giving more to the Mishkan is not helping anybody.
Well, let's say the Mishkan is your shul.
So
Has infinite needs.
does it have infinite needs? Is there a point where you're done?
No.
Okay, then you have an argument
No, I mean
for
it.
giving
No.
more. Okay.
You can buy more chit. It's never done. I'm not sure about this, Danny. If you're for a cause, it has to be L'shem Shamayim.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not sure how to word that last paragraph. I guess I can dump the last paragraph entirely. But the idea he's talking about, the idea of that pamayach b'na'alim, that your generosity has to be limited, isn't always true. And how do I express that?
Oh, maybe you want to flip it. Like, here it's true that you don't want to give just to show off.
But
But
there,
there are
but there are
times
there,
when you want to give all you can.
right. Even if you have the wrong, it's the lowest, even if you're just showing off on it, still, giving someone who needs is still a good thing.
Yeah, maybe
And
you want to
where
flip it like.
it's a subtle distinction, and I think that there is a distinction there, but I'm not sure how to word that in the last paragraph.
So let's say when they auction off Aliyot on Simchas Torah, like they used to do, right?
Yeah.
And they would announce it, right? So you would give because you wanted people to.
Right. So there we're using this social pressure in order to encourage giving.
Which is a bad thing? It's a good
It's
thing.
not okay. The way I put it is, it's not an unalloyed good. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not saying it's wrong. And yeah, we put plaques up for people who generate it because it pressures other people because we're social beings and we like, and you know, a lot of what we do is simply for social status relative to others. It is a dialectic, and there isn't a right answer there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just word it that. There's a dialectic. Okay, I'm not gonna tell you
Okay.
where to draw that line.
Right. Because
But
giving is
you
good.
gotta
So where do
what?
you draw the line that it turns to be something creepy?
Right. And
Yeah.
there isn't a simple answer there. There are
Yeah.
two independent truths.
Right. Yeah, I like that better. Unalloyed
Okay.
good is good. That's
Okay,
good.
we'll make a dialectic. That sounds
Yeah.
Jewish then if I use the
Yeah.
word dialectic.
Yeah.
Okay.
More than if you give here, but
Yeah,
if you give
okay. No, you're
more than
right.
10, yeah.
But that's why I do this at 12 in the morning so I can, you know, work on
Yeah.
this with
Isn't
people.
it 1:30 now for you? Didn't you begin at
No.
1?
Oh, it's almost one. Yeah, it's almost 1:30.
We didn't begin at 1:30?
No, because we changed the time. We changed the clock before you did.
Oh, that's why it's 7:30. Right,
Yeah,
right, right.
we're on
Seven,
summertime now.
right. No, we got it earlier, not you. We did 7:30, not 8:30.
You're right.
Got it. All right.
Okay, so I'm
Very
going to
good.
stop here. Have your Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was good. A few new words.